This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And a reminder that tomorrow and Wednesday, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, RBN will be playing repeat shows to give our overworked and underpaid technical staff the holiday off. So if you tune in tomorrow and it sounds like something I talked about before, well, now you know why there. All righty, let's see. Interesting story just now breaking, and I'm going to have to back up to Obamacare. This was actually on Fox News, and I went and I found another article online to link to from whatreallyhappened.com, where now they're talking about the health insurance companies that were behind the push for the Affordable Care Act may need a taxpayer bailout. Because instead of getting this expected $200 billion a year in new profits, out of which the federal government would get a piece of the action through taxes, the insurance companies are in serious trouble because they've canceled something like 7 million policies across America, drying up that revenue stream. And the expected enrollment through the healthcare.gov website has been a disaster. 330 million Americans living in this country, somewhere around 400,000 have actually signed up through the website, and a lot of those signups are so messed up, the insurance companies aren't getting the records, they're not getting the money. It's a complete unmitigated flustercluck, and nobody wants to admit it. Nobody has the courage to stand up in the government or the corporate media to say, this is an absolute complete disaster by any reasonable definition of the word. So now these insurance companies who were looking to make all this money off you, the American people, through Obamacare, they canceled all the affordable insurance and just waited there, drooling for them to people to flock back and buy the new, more expensive policies. And it didn't happen. And now these insurance companies are hovering at the edge of insolvency. And so they're going to the government saying, we need a taxpayer bailout. So now the American taxpayer has to bail out the insurance companies that foisted this whole ACA scam on us to begin with. And once again, at your expense, the U.S. federal government will prop up and incentivize continued failed policies and fraud and crime and corruption. Now, the carbon Nazis, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they're still at it. My email box is being flooded by all these stories talking about a day of relatively mild weather that was seen in Philadelphia, New York, and Atlantic City. Now, of course, as of today, they're back under a major winter snowstorm. But the media was just saying, oh, you know, that record warmth there. This is the, you know, all they're trying to basically get this idea out there that the world is still warming, even though snow and ice are coming down. Somebody just sent me a story from one of the Toronto newspapers about how the photographers went out and were amazed by all the snow and ice. They've been caught by surprise by winter because, after all, we know that snow is a thing of the past. And they're going from these reports from NOAA, which, by the way, just issued a report saying that 2013 was the hottest year on record ever, and that's not true. 1937 was warmer. And we know, we have documented where NOAA was deliberately citing their temperature measuring stations near sources of heat. In one case, right next to a trash incinerator, to get these numbers saying the world is getting warmer and you have to pay a carbon tax. Now, at first I thought all of this continued propaganda about human-caused global warming was all about these individual scientists and institutions that had bet their reputations on human-caused global warming and were now trying to find some way to save face, not admit that they were wrong about snow being a thing of the past. But seeing how hard it's being pushed, I think what's going on here is that the Obama administration understands that Obamacare is a disaster. The insurance companies are not getting that expected $200 billion a year in added profit. And the U.S. government will not be getting their piece of the action through corporate taxes. And so because of this push to try and convince everybody the world is warm despite all the snow and ice all over the world, including Egypt, the first time in 100 years, once spring comes and the snow melts, I am predicting right here, the Obama administration is going to start pushing for a carbon tax because they need to take more money away from you to try and keep this little pyramid scam going a little bit longer. And with Obamacare having cratered, they're going to go back to human-caused global warming. As I mentioned, somebody just sent me this article from the University of Edinburgh where they're out there trying to say, oh, no, no, solar variations in solar output got nothing to do with climate change. They're desperate. Let's see, USA Today, 9 dead, thousands in dark after crazy storm. And they're talking about sleet, freezing rain, ice and snow. And but don't forget, there was a record high temperature in New York and New Jersey. They're still trying to spin this that, you know, the snow and ice, oh, that's part of global warming. No, it isn't here. Over at Reddit, apparently they're banning anybody who dares challenge the orthodoxy, the revealed dogma of the First Church of St. Al of the Gore. How dare you doubt the Goracle when he says that the world is warming and it's all your fault? One British academic described it as censorship, that a Reddit moderator was deleting posts and banning people who were challenging the global warming orthodoxy. Amazing stuff. Now, interesting little story that came out. Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller waiting on the line here. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I would encourage all your listeners this Christmas, if somebody owes you money and they're just struggling, just trying to pay you a little bit here, a little bit there, and they're just trying to keep a roof over their heads for their families, I would just say one thing. Cancel their debt. Just cancel it. Because, Mike, this is how I come to it. Because I remember years ago, a single mother was paying me off a little bit by little bit by little bit until I found out, she was stretching the diapers on her little children and, stretching on a formula. And I just felt bad. And I just said, you need the money more than I do. And I just think we ought to do something the money junkies can afford to do, but we can't. And that is cancel every debt.
Well, unfortunately, the people who hold the vast majority of debt, whether it's credit card debt, home loan debt, auto debt, debt for the federal government, they're not the forgiving kind. That's why they are as rich as they are. They see it as the natural order of things that real wealth, tangible wealth, must flow from the people into their pockets. They wouldn't be money junkies. They wouldn't be Wall Street CEOs if they were the sort of person to look at the struggling humanity around them and saying, we need to write off some of this debt. They did that in Iceland. They had to change their government to do it. And it was the wise thing to do because, even in ancient times with the Jubilee, they understood you have to hit the reset button every once in a while or the system will collapse. But our current crop of money junkies are so desperate to keep the situation going in the short term. They don't understand that in the long term, it is going to implode. It has to. It's inevitable at this point.
Well, for a lot of the people that follow the mainstream media here, you know, you don't really see the collapse coming, but looking at the foreign press, we are at a tipping point with the people because they don't trust the government. And on top of that, the financial system is teetering on collapse. And it's just
I'm amazed they've held it together this long. You're absolutely right. The corporate media is still trying to tell everybody everything is okay. Rush down to that mall and max out that credit card on Christmas shopping, unless you're on Chase, and then you've already got a problem there. We got to take a break for some commercials here. George, I'm going to let you go. We'll be back with more phone calls and more news after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, welcome back to our show. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here real quick. Alex in New Jersey. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This is Alex from usually from Texas, but I'm in New Jersey visiting family. And last night, because of our great travel system here in the United States and our great transportation authority, I had to go, stay overnight in Chicago because they couldn't get their stuff together. Well, long story short, Mike, you know how they offer free Wi-Fi or they offer different Wi-Fi services at the airport? Yesterday I was perusing whatreallyhappened.com, and I got kicked off because you had a bunch of stories up there about Israel and Palestine, and I was reading all of them and sharing them, and all of a sudden, it wouldn't allow me to log back on, even not from my cell phone, not from either one of my laptops, not from my smartphone. So I paid the money and to use it 24 hours, and I still wouldn't be allowed to let. I could peruse and browse other things, but for some reason, what really happened, and or things that linked from your website, they wouldn't go. So I called the provider and I asked them, you know, what was the issue. And after an hour and a half of being on the phone with them, they said that they in their terms and conditions they reserved the right to use filter bubbles to make sure their connectivity stays. Because it's a Wi-Fi service offered. So I found it to be a little bit kind of BS, you know, because I was like, wait a second. So you're telling me that because these cages are, they demand more broadband connectivity, and that's why you're not letting me sign on to them? And basically I was like, yes, sir, that we reserve the right to tether your connection. And I'm just interesting.
Well, you know, my website, it's no secret, my website is on a lot of these NetNanny web filtering systems because I'm very critical of the state of Israel and, of course, the U.S. federal government. The idea that they're blocking it because of the bandwidth usage is absurd. My website is not that heavy. We don't do a lot of flash. We don't do streaming video. We don't do any of that stuff. But I'm not surprised. Right now we're seeing the powers that be are in a panic. It's like that earlier story where the NSA is targeting radical videos on YouTube. Radical being government speak for videos that challenge the official story on anything. And of course that's what really happened is really all about, challenging the official orthodoxy. And basically saying you should not believe that what you were told about thus and such a subject because the actual evidence is going elsewhere. Yeah, there's a lot of blocking going on. I've gotten a lot of emails from people in the military saying that my website is not reachable from any U.S. military base. You just get used to it. But we're filtering out there and people are talking to each other. People are taking the articles off of my website and mailing them to each other, and the filters don't catch that. So we're still making progress here. And again, get back to Rivero's rule of the dictatorship, which states the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And every time they're out there blocking and filtering and saying, you may not look at this website, they're acting like a dictatorship. And just as the case with you, it calls attention to itself and you're saying, boy, there's something going on here that really is not consistent with the spirit of the Constitution and the First Amendment.
Absolutely, Mike, and it's really scary because you're at a public place like an airport, you know, which technically speaking isn't even, you know, legally part of the United States. It's international territory, there's some things that just you seem awry, and it's sad because you're starting to see a big difference in this country, and I hate to sound divisive, but you're starting to see a big difference in this country between Americans and U.S. citizens, and that's really, really, really evident right now because U.S. citizens, they love their rights, they love their chains, you know, they're mental slaves, so, you know, they're comfortable.
Some are. You know? The rationale of the companies that are providing internet services to airports is the data goes through their servers, which are private property, and therefore they do have a right to control the content that goes out there. And there's really not much we can do about it because we know that the very rich and the very powerful are already operating outside the Constitution and above the law, and they see that as their divine right, as it were.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You have yourself a great holiday, and thanks again for coming back. We really appreciate it.
All right, well, thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to John in Montana. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
What I want to say is God bless you for being back on the airwaves.
Well, thank you very much.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, and for worldwide listeners, I'd say aloha, yakimash, dubsha, and, you know, I can only speak a little bit of Japanese, but God bless you, Mike.
Oh, well, go tashimashite. And
a nice Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I don't care who gets upset. Deal with it.
I don't care either. You know, it's, there's some things that, you know, you could bring up Target. You could bring up, I'm in Montana, and we're still trying to find firewood.
Yeah. I know how rough that can be from when I was living in Washington State.
Hey,
John.
What happened to the whole East Coast, and, you know, people, they got to wake up. They got to be prepared.
They are waking up. You know, there's always going to be that portion of the population that are so dependent on the government to be a replacement parent that they're just going to go on believing what they're told to believe, defining their identity by that belief, and those are people that are really kind of beyond the reach. So let's not waste any time. I actually met a person like that over the weekend, clerk in a store, who was in agreement with everything I was saying until I got on the issue of global warming, and then she literally screaming at me, abusive, in front of the other customers, you're saying I'm an idiot, you're saying I'm an idiot, and I'm saying, no, I'm saying you got lied to, and she just flew. So I took my package and I got out of there. Anyway, John, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Terry in Texas. Aloha, Terry, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I got to be somewhere.
Oh, I just heard a beep, I thought. Okay, well, anyway.
Well, the beep is telling you to talk.
Huh?
The beep tells you to talk. You're on the air.
I gotcha. Okay. Merry Christmas to you, too. Christ's Mass. And, you know, a few weeks ago, or maybe it's only been a week, a story came out about how the NSA was beginning to tap the telephones or look at the surfing habits of talk show hosts. And they were looking for pornography. And my first thought was, look, we've now got a legal reason for them to sit in their offices and watch porno, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much are we going to take? And now I don't hear other talk show hosts saying, you know, repeating this story. It's like, well, I don't want to dwell on that because I don't want my listeners to think that I might be watching porno and I'm paranoid about it. I'll tell you right here and now. They probably have a contest in their offices, like a little call center and things, saying, look, hey, if you do this and you do that, you get to watch Harris's porno today, because I got a lot of good porno going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not just the porno. I have to cut you off because we're coming up on a commercial break. It's not just the porno. Remember when it turned out NSA was playing all these online games like World of Warcraft and the rest of it, and they're just playing the games and they're saying, well, we're looking for terrorist communication in these fantasy role-playing games. And, yeah, they're just having a fine old time on the taxpayer expense, and it really is very silly. Terry, we got to let you go. I got to take a commercial break. We'll be back with more news and information after these words from our sponsors.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And another breaking story. I'm going to have to backtrack to Obamacare. Now, when Target had their security breach and the credit card information for 40 million customers was lost into the wild, Target notified its customers. There's a story that has come out now, and even Fox News was covering it. I've linked to the story over in National Review. Under the current provisions of the Affordable Care Act, if someone hacks healthcare.gov, and we know it is wide open, there is no adequate security, if that database is hacked into and your personal medical and financial information is stolen, the federal government is not required to inform you your data has been compromised, which means it could have already happened. And you don't know. And the government won't tell you. Because they don't want to discourage you from signing up for Obamacare because they are desperate for your money. They're desperate for you to give your money to the health insurance corporations who will then give a piece of that action to the federal government as tax revenues. And so you're not allowed to know what a complete botch up it is. There have been security experts who've already gone in and looked at the code and said it is wide open. They were in such a rush to get it working, security wasn't designed in. And when you're developing a public website, you are thinking about security all the way from the ground up. It's everywhere in the system. It's not something you can just tack on the front end and say, we're secure. And so there's a new revelation. They're probably dumping all this stuff ahead of Christmas in the hope that by the time you recover from your New Year's hangover, you'll have forgotten all about it. But not to worry, I'll be reminding you in January. If the healthcare.gov website is hacked, and your personal, financial, and medical data, all the diseases you've got, all the treatments you're under, all the prescription antidepressants you're taking, is stolen, the federal government does not have to let you know. There's something for you to be thinking about. Now, I'm seeing a story that is being fanned all over the internet, and I was rather surprised to see that even Ben Swan had picked up on it. And it's all about how this lawsuit against the government of Saudi Arabia for 9/11 is being allowed to proceed. And we're seeing all these stories coming out trying to lay the blame for 9/11 on Saudi Arabia. Pay no attention to those arrested Mossad agents who were dancing and clapping when the towers came down. It was Saudi Arabia. They did it. Go hurt them. Hurt them. Now, folks, a little bit of common sense. Saudi Arabia has invested the vast majority of the oil wealth that was paid for in U.S. dollars here in the United States of America. They've invested in American companies. They have bought U.S. Treasury bonds. They have a huge amount of wealth in this country. They are not going to get involved in any kind of an action which would allow the U.S. government to say, hey, we're freezing your assets. We're keeping the money. We're not giving it back to you. They're not going to take that risk. And they wouldn't need to. If Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America, they'd just ask for their money back. They'd pull their investments out of Wall Street. They'd sell off their investments in American companies, dirt cheap, pennies on the dollar. They'd take a little bit of a loss to prevent a large loss. They could crash the economy of the United States of America overnight. A real life version of the movie Rollover. And it would be perfectly legal. It would be within their rights to do so. There would be no way to spin it as some kind of a negative attack if Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America. So all these stories that we're seeing about, oh, Saudi Arabia, 9/11, Saudi Arabia, it's Israel trying to duck the blame, to transfer it onto somebody else, just like Netanyahu, or rather Israel Haaretz, is coming out and saying, oh, it was the Palestinians who did Lockerbie. Forget about the fact that we told you it was Libya before. Now it's the Palestinians, and the Syrians and Iranians were helping them. They're following the old, old advice, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And that's what they're doing. Israel understands that the American people don't trust or believe the official U.S. story about 9/11. Israel understands we have seen all the evidence that implicates Israel as cooperating with the Bush administration to create this false flag to launch the century of unending war that was called for by the Project for the New American Century. And now Israel, which is already thrashing, trying to save its global public image, they're out there, oh, blame Palestine for Lockerbie. Saudi Arabia did 9/11. And I'm rather surprised to see so many people falling for this because, again, Saudi Arabia isn't going to risk having all of the wealth they've invested in this country frozen or seized. And if Saudi Arabia really did want to harm the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into buildings. All they have to do is ask for their money back. And the American financial system would collapse immediately. So anytime you see another one of these stories out there saying, oh, Saudi Arabia did 9/11, go ahead and post a reply saying Saudi Arabia didn't need to do 9/11. If they wanted to hurt America, they'd just ask for their money back and the party is definitely over. This is Israel trying to shift the blame onto somebody else, as Israel always does. Now, we were talking earlier about how a federal court judge had expressed the opinion that this warrantless surveillance on you, the American people, is unconstitutional. And the Obama administration is trying to invoke the state's secrets privilege to prevent a ruling. And more than that, apparently the U.S. government has now told this federal court, where there is a lawsuit proceeding about the warrantless surveillance, they will provide no more information to the court. The Obama administration has now set itself up above the judiciary to say, we don't care what warrants and subpoenas you send over, we will give you no more information about the warrantless spying. They've admitted the spying is warrantless. Their position is, it's legal because we say it's legal, and no, it is not. That Constitution is the highest law of the land. It is the original contract with America by which we, the people, allow the government to manage this nation for the benefit of we, the people, and the nation itself. Not strip mine us of our wealth for Wall Street, not send our children off to die in wars fought for a foreign government. This government is supposed to be managing this nation for we, the people. And they have to obey that Constitution because that Constitution is the source of all federal government authority. And when they wander off that reservation, they're no longer a legitimate government. The federal government is legitimate only when it is perfectly in compliance with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Period. End of discussion. Now, a lot of people are getting very, very angry. And I went back and I looked at this story that was posted a while back it was a YouTube video about this New Hampshire state representative suggesting that armed resistance against the U.S. government is an idea whose time has come. And I'm going to take umbrage with that. I know armed revolt is on a lot of people's minds right now, but only a fool fights the war the enemy is prepared to fight and win. The U.S. government has spent billions of your tax dollars to prepare itself to wage war against you, the taxpayer, and the 50 states. That's how they know how to deal with that. Go out, kill people to solve a problem. That's what the U.S. government knows how to do. What the U.S. government cannot deal with and is unable to deal with is 330 million Americans shouting to the world that the U.S. government is illegitimate, that we know the U.S. government is lying about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, Syria's gas, Iran's nukes, and most importantly, that we, the people of the United States of America, will not and cannot pay the bills of the United States government anymore. We're tapped out, and the message is getting out. Foreign investment in the U.S. Debt has plummeted. That's why the Federal Reserve is creating money out of thin air to go on buying U.S. Treasury bonds. Foreign investment in the United States is down by one-third as the rest of the world gets nervous. We're coming up on a point where the remaining foreign investors are all going to panic and yank their money out of the economic system. And it will all come crashing down, taking the federal government with it. So my advice always continues to be, stay calm. Don't panic. Do not be provoked into a reckless action that the government can use to justify suspending the Constitution and declaring martial law. That's what the government wants. They tried it by trying to sell us race riots after the Zimmerman verdict. They tried it with Adam Kokesh's aborted armed march into Washington, D.C. And those attempts failed because the American people are now wise to the dirty tricks this government loves to play. I know it's hard to not do anything with all this abuse being heaped on you. But just wait it out. This government is going to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. And then we rebuild a new government that serves we the people. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity.
Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment here, and I'm going to start off with kind of a dark subject here. The U.S. Department of Justice defines rape as the penetration of the vagina or anus with any body part or object, or oral penetration by a sex organ of another person without the consent of the victim. Now, hold that definition in your mind, because apparently there is a story about a woman who is a U.S. citizen, lived in New Mexico, went to visit a relative in Cordoba Bridge, and coming back across the border was subjected to a 6-hour intensive bodily search, including a trip to the University Medical Center, where they forced her to have a bathroom experience while being observed, and a speculum search for 6 hours, and then the hospital bills her $5,000 for this. All of it without her permission, because one of the dogs at the border indicated she was carrying drugs. And they subjected her to this, and by the way, no drugs were found. And I mention this because there is a legal case up in California. And it basically involves the issue of whether these dogs are reliable. And it goes back to a study done in 2010 at the University of California in Davis. Back in 2010, 3 years ago, researchers at UC Davis set up a test for the reliability of drug and bomb sniffing dogs. They got 18 police dogs and their handlers, and they gave them a task to go through a room and sniff out drugs and explosives. The room was clean. No drugs, no explosives. To pass the test, the handlers and the dogs had to go through the room and say, there's nothing there. But in 144 runs, only 21 times did they come back and say the room is clean. The rest of the time, 122 times, they said the dogs are indicating there are drugs and explosives, but we can't find them. In other words, the dogs have an 85% false positive rate. Clearly that happened in the case of this New Mexico woman. But we believe the dogs are accurate. And she had a 6-hour border search, including complete invasion of her bodily cavities. She's suing. I hope she wins. I hope they make these border guards pay for it out of their own pocket. It's amazing. By the way, somebody else did a study where they determined that the dogs weren't actually able to smell the drugs all that often, that they were looking at their handlers for visual cues to see if the handler thought there were drugs there, and then they would respond accordingly. It's not a reliable system at all. But another case here of police were saying that a man in police custody committed suicide. The coroner is saying that's absolutely impossible. Very alarming case down in Parker County where search warrants can now be based on a prediction of a future crime. In other words, we don't think this person has committed a crime, but we think he might be thinking about it. Therefore, we get a search warrant. Now, down in Atlantic City, there has been a landmark case, and we need to see more of this, where an Atlantic City police officer has been ordered to pay $250,000 settlement to a citizen that he abused, and he must pay it out of his own pocket. They're not going to soak the taxpayers for it. The police officer was held personally, financially liable for that. And that is definitely a trend we need to encourage, to get these police back in control. Apparently another situation where the police raided the wrong house, and when the occupant of the house complained that the police were in the wrong place, apparently the police told this guy, you're just lucky we didn't blank shoot you. Not even an apology for getting the wrong house. You know, just sit down. Yes, we had the wrong house. You're lucky we didn't shoot and kill you. Whatever happened to protect and to serve here? All righty. Let's see. Canada struck down, Canada's highest court strikes down the anti-prostitution laws, which, talk about a silly thing to criminalize here. 75% of physicians in the world would refuse chemotherapy for themselves. There's a very, very telling issue. All righty. Let's see. All right. We're coming up here to the end of the show. And I want to talk a little bit about Christmas because I'm getting ragged on a lot because I'm not Christian. I'm not religious. I'm convinced there was an historical character of Joshua, Christ. But I was raised with a Christmas tradition. And the reason I still go along with that is not because of the religious observance, but because of what Christmas spirit is supposed to mean. That one time out of the year, that we are supposed to put down more worldly cares and concerns and reach out to our fellow human beings in a spirit of common shared humanity. Unfortunately, here in the United States, exactly the reverse has come to represent Christmas, a time to flog the masses into the stores, to spend more money, to go further into debt, to reap huge profits off of them. If you ever get the opportunity to experience Christmas in other countries, you should welcome it. Because many, many years ago, back in the 1980s, I was working in Europe on some film projects over the Christmas season. And I got to see Christmas as it was done by the Germans and the Italians. And that was the first Christmas I ever experienced that actually felt the way I was told Christmas was supposed to be when I was growing up. And I remember vividly Christmas in the Marienplatz in Munich and the open Christmas fair and carolers going around, total strangers coming up to hand me little tiny wrapped treats and just a genuine, real feeling of camaraderie, goodwill. I don't know who you are, but hey, let's have a moment of fun and interaction. We don't see that here in the United States of America. Again, going back to that Salvation Army store in Pittsburgh, where the people were just scrambling so hard to get a toy to give to their child that it broke out into a riot. There have been fist fights in shoe stores trying to get the latest branded footwear with some athlete's name and signature on it. It's not what Christmas is supposed to be. I remember many years ago at one of the local churches, and I won't say who they are because they have had a complete change of staff and they've got a much better attitude. But it was a church where my wife was asked to play harp for the Christmas service. And because I didn't want to go in for the service itself, I and some people we had visiting us from Washington State went out and put together food bags because at that time the church allowed the homeless to sleep on the church ground. And so while everybody was in the church singing and, you know, cramming for finals to get into heaven and everything, our friends and I, we went around to the homeless and we gave them these little food bags. And I remember watching at the end of the service, all of these good Christians walking out of the church right past all the homeless without even looking and getting in their cars and driving off to their homes, secure in the knowledge that they had done all they needed to do to secure their privileged position in the afterlife. And it taught me pretty much everything I think I need to know about organized religion. Because peace on earth, goodwill to men, is not just something on a greeting card. It's not just something you say in church to please your imaginary playmate in the sky. It's how you act toward your fellow human being. Whether it's participating in a food bank, taking a meal to somebody who's shut in and alone during the Christmas holiday. It's really a time to reach out and discover your common link to the rest of humanity. Because the rest of the year, there are precious few opportunities to do so. And you should take advantage of that. The Christmas spirit, if it exists at all, exists inside you. You're not going to find it in a gift store. You're not going to find it at the white sale. It's how you treat your fellow human being, especially those who have been victimized by the horrible financial predations of all those Ebenezer Scrooges all over Wall Street, like Lloyd Blankfein, who justifies taking away homes through fraud by saying he's doing God's work. And we know he isn't. Anyway, there's the music. Have yourselves a Merry Christmas. We will be back Thursday, Boxing Day, with a brand new show here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Especially driving over the holiday days, be very, very careful. Have a really enjoyable Christmas with your family and friends. Please hit the Republic Broadcasting website and hit that donate button. We've been good little boys and girls, and so far our Christmas stockings are very empty over here. Merry Christmas. Aloha, America.